And as we've been reporting this morning, the Environment Minister, David Parker, says farmers may be forced to cut cow numbers to meet tougher rules around protecting waterways. Haere mai ki te kaiārahi o te rōpū nahi nara. Welcome to the leader of the National Party, Simon Bridges.
Kia ora, Guy.
What do you think of this plan?
Look, I think it's a real assault on the regions. We saw it in oil and gas, no analysis, no plan, and now we're seeing it here. I've always been of the view that this government would come for farmers over time, and you've seen talk about an ETS tax, you've seen mycoplasma bovis, and discussion about that on this station. And now you're seeing this. And I think what I would say is it seems to be a lack of any kind of comprehension that when the farmers sneeze, we all catch a cold. Whether in urban or rural areas, we are in this together. They've been making a lot of environmental gains, but just culling the cows, when you haven't got a plan around that and you don't have other viable industries coming up to take the slack, is a very bad idea indeed.
Okay, well, let's dig into that. So do you not support this idea of having nutrient maximums for water catchment?
Well, I think the difficulty here is, and as I say, it's like oil and gas. It's perhaps actually, for the Boffins, the worst part of all of this is there is no analysis. His minister acknowledged that. So it's one thing to say this, but if there was a considered plan that we could work through and see this happening over time, okay. But we've got farmers who've done a lot already. They've made huge improvements. We had a plan in government spending $400 million on these kind of issues. And actually the latest evidence, and a significant report last week, actually shows river qualities improving quite significantly.
We'll get to that because NFE says that nitrogen rates getting worse and 55% of the sites they monitor are better in 28. So it's a mixed picture. At best, dear. But can I get some clarity? Because we already do have council setting maximum nutrient rate for water catchments now. What do you oppose about that? This is what he's talking about. If you can farm with more cows, then that's fine, as long as you meet the nutrient maximum level he's talking about.
I think it's one thing to put in place rules that are prospective, that actually limit the numbers going forward, in terms of I'm not going further. But I think to come out on television without a plan and say what he said about reducing the numbers is reckless.
Well, he's talking about a setting a limit on the amount of pollution you can put into the river. Do you agree with that?
Do you agree?
Let's get some clarity. Do you agree with that?
Well, I can't agree in the abstract. I can't say to you today on the show, oh, that's all fine, because I don't have a plan in front of me, and that's the real harm.
Well, tell me what's wrong with setting a limit about the amount of pollution you can put in the river. What's wrong with that?
Well, actually, you've got to have a plan behind that. Just having a rule without having thought it through in government, and he's made clear he hasn't. He has zero analysis about any of that.
Economic modelling was difficult.
And before that, he made quite clear he hadn't done it. So to go on television, to tell farmers you're going to whack them, but you actually aren't sure about the plan around any of that, I think is reckless. We saw it on oil and gas. Zero analysis. We are seeing it again here. And is it any wonder business confidence in this country and the investment profile is going down?
Well, what about the confidence in our waterways and the confidence in our rivers and lakes, which have been getting worse?
That's incredibly important. What do we do about it? Well, we do a couple of things.
Well, he's trying to do something about it by saying you can only put so much pollution into a river.
Well, he's got us in the worst of all worlds, actually. It's not how we should govern New Zealand. He's making big statements, and he's not backing it up with any analysis or a plan.
But there's been endless amount of analysis done by the Land and Water Forum, which your government has been part of as well. And they're coming up with this idea. Federated Farmers is on that body. They're talking about this is largely their consensus.
Well, I don't accept that what David Parker is saying is largely their consensus. I think there's a couple of things. Firstly, an acknowledgement from the minister is required that actually farmers have been doing huge amounts. And yep, you can have different views on the evidence, but the most recent evidence does tend to be suggesting some improvements in our waterways. And then secondly, I'm not arguing with you, Guyon, that there is a need for a plan around these very complex, important issues in New Zealand.
But you didn't want to do anything about it. You're pouring money into irrigation, and irrigation land, the amount of irrigated land increased 70% between 2002 and 2017. I know you were in government all that time, but good whack of it. And we're paying the price with rivers that you can't swim in.
You can make that case. As I say, the most recent evidence points to improvements. We had a $400 million plan in this. It's a positive plan. I take the view, actually, what you saw from the minister, you know, yesterday and today is pretty cavalier. It's coming out with some bold statements, yes, but they're driven by values, by vibe, and not actually by hard evidence in a plan. It's very easy, Guyon, to get rid of sectors, to impose costs on them. We've seen it with oil and gas, and we're now seeing it with the farmers. But if you don't have things to replace them with, actually, you're hurting New Zealand's economy and the health and education that we need to provide for.
So are you saying this morning that you oppose the idea of putting maximum nutrient levels on water catchments?
No, not necessarily. I need to see a
plan. You're trying to have it all.
No, because that's important. Because actually, he is as well. He's come out with the big statements. There's nothing behind it. I'm entitled, actually, it's my constitutional role in opposition to be looking at the plan behind it. But I think it's really appalling, actually. It's perhaps the worst thing we've seen from this government, that on oil and gas first, and now on this, that they're going to do something, and they make clear what they're doing, but no one can analyse what's underneath it. It's a far cry from saying, actually, over time, this is what we're going to do. It will lead to less increase than we've seen in some parts where it is unsustainable, to what he's frankly saying, which is, I'm imposing these limits, don't care how, now it's about implementation, don't have a plan, and it's going to see reductions in cows around New Zealand.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
I don't think we're going to die wondering. That is the National Party leader, Simon Bridges.